Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
I think I can safely predict how some of the debate will go, or how it's actually going. Well, everyone deserves the right to love whoever they love. That would be one of the points. Allowing same-sex couples to marry won't have any effect negatively on heterosexual marriages. It won't cause any trouble there at all. That's probably another one of the points. And after all, isn't this just like the civil rights movement or about the sexual rights movement, the women's rights movement? Isn't just this the next logical step for our society, in the case of the state of Illinois, our state, to take in allowing same-sex marriage to be legal? I think that's how it's going to sound. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, January the 3rd, from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Lori Higgins is going to join us for the first few minutes of the second hour to talk about the debate over same-sex marriage in the Illinois legislature. A little bit later, Pastor Tom Baker will join us. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Matthew chapter 2, the visit of the wise men to the baby Jesus. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @issuesetc. Lori Higgins is cultural analyst for the Illinois Family Institute. Lori, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Will this debate that is taking place in the Illinois legislature actually decide whether or not same-sex marriage should be legal in the state?
Well, there is a possibility. So far, the vote was expected to be called today. They did not call it, which means the other side knows that they don't have the votes. Even if they called it, it would have to then go to the House. It's even a little more uncertain then. So it's unlikely in this lame duck session it's going to pass. But then when the new members are sworn in, there's a supermajority on the part of Democrats in both houses. I'm sure the left is going to reintroduce this bill.
What's with the timing? Can you explain that?
Well, during a lame duck session, there are representatives, there are senators and representatives who are not up for reelection, and so they don't have that fear of how their constituency will respond if they vote in favor of legalizing same-sex marriage, so it's less risky for them. But so far, they don't have the votes. It would require them right now in the lame duck session to have a couple of Republicans. One of them is out unexpectedly because there was a death in the family. So it's very, very close. And the problem is the left has more tenacity and conviction on this issue than conservatives do. And so they're going to keep pushing, and we get tired very quickly. And we sort of lack courage on this issue. So even if we make it through the lame duck session, it's going to take a lot of courage, a lot of willingness to experience some persecution and not worry about being called a hater for conservatives to stand up and oppose the legalization of same-sex marriage.
I know it's the case kind of on the national stage, but is it also the case, in addition to the tenacity that you mentioned, is it also the case that the proponents of same-sex marriage in the state of Illinois are better funded?
Well, they're better funded, and they're better funded by even national organizations. There's money coming in for this issue to states from national organizations and individuals, and they enlisted Barack Obama. The White House came out with a statement endorsing the legalization of same-sex marriage here in Illinois. We have one of the actors from Modern Family was in Illinois. I think he's in today and yesterday promoting it. Jesse Ferguson, I think, is his name. So there's money, there's political power, there's Hollywood, because they're deeply invested in this issue. Even though we passed civil union legislation a year ago, which grants them all of the privileges of marriage, but that wasn't good enough.
So what are the best arguments to be made, either casually, as we would hear on the air, or if someone were to write the Illinois legislature, their representative, saying, look, these are my brief thoughts on natural marriage? What are the best arguments to be made in favor of natural marriage?
Well, there are so many good arguments, and that's one of the problems, is conservatives need to become educated, and that takes a little time and a little effort. One of them is we have to understand that there are public purposes for marriage. If marriage were really solely a relationship concerned with the loving feelings between those seeking to marry, and it had no relationship to sexual complementarity and no relationship to procreative potential, there would be no reason for the government to be involved. The government is involved in marriage because of the nature of children and what children need and what their rights are. Children need to be raised by a mother and father, which ironically, President Obama has made clear in his several Mother's Day and Father's Day proclamations, in which he has said, mothers are essential to child rearing, fathers are essential to child rearing. So we need to understand this is not a private institution just concerned with the feelings of those involved. And the other argument is, if we sever marriage from any connection to gender, sexual complementarity, and procreative potential, not that every marriage results in children, but it's the type of relationship that produces children, one man, one woman, coming together in sexual union. If we sever that connection and say there is no intrinsic connection between marriage, gender, sexual complementarity, and procreative potential, there is no rational reason to prohibit marriages between siblings and plural marriages. Because if marriage is only about love and who loves one another, then there's no reason to prohibit marriage between multiple people or between siblings. And we need to understand that, because that is what's coming next. And the left can dismiss it as slippery slope arguments, but slippery slope arguments often have validity. In other words, we're saying there are logical implications of these ideas and how they will be worked out.
Well, they're not only logical implications. In this case, we're talking about legal implications. Someone wants to challenge this on the basis of, say, a decision to legalize same-sex marriage.
They're already using those in court. There are some polygamists who are, I don't know what the status of the court case is now in Canada, and maybe one in the United States. And the polygamists are using the same arguments that homosexuals use. And in your intro, you were talking about comparisons to interracial marriages. And this is one of the arguments that we need to refute, and we need to put the other side on the defensive. That argument about comparisons to bans on interracial marriages is based on the assumption that homosexuality is analogous to race. It's not analogous to race, and we need to challenge the other side. Journalists never ask politicians on the left any of the hard questions. For instance, how is homosexuality like race? In addition, bans on interracial marriages introduced an element, which was race, that is not essential to the nature of marriage, which has to do with procreative potential. And so we need to be aware of these arguments, and we need to put them on the defensive sometimes, because their position is much more difficult to argue.
And if you would, your thoughts here with about a minute on whether or not religious liberty is at stake also behind the debate over same-sex marriage in Illinois.
Absolutely. Religious liberty. I don't think there's any greater threat to First Amendment speech and religious liberty than that posed by the homosexual agenda. And in fact, Ty Feldblum, who was she's a lesbian, she was a former Georgetown University law professor who was a recess appointment by Obama to the EEOC. She wrote a paper and presented it at the Beckett Fund Symposium on Religious Liberty, in which she said, when same-sex marriage is legalized, which she argues is both necessary and inevitable, she said, conservative people of faith will lose religious rights, but she thinks it's justifiable. And it's already happened with civil unions, but the threat will be greater. And there's also a great threat to parental rights, particularly regarding education. Elementary schools are going to be teaching about family diversity and diverse family structures. Right now, they can keep it out if they really want to. If it's not legalized, it'll be very difficult to keep that out of public education in elementary school once this same-sex marriage is legalized. And you can see that in Canada and in other states.
With only about 30 seconds, what's the best course of action for our listeners?
Well, I think, first of all, churches need to start teaching people how to think through the secular arguments. The church is the only cultural institution that has the reach and power to do that. And Christians need to be willing to endure persecution, speak the truth. We never address the rights of children in this debate. We need to start talking about that. But the central thing is we have to have the courage to do so, even if people get angry at us, because the oppression is going to be greater for our children and grandchildren if we're too cowardly to speak out now.
Lori Higgins is cultural analyst for the Illinois Family Institute. You can find out more about the Illinois Family Institute under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Lori, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
When we come back, we are going to step into the entirety of Matthew chapter 2 as we anticipate the celebration of Epiphany. We'll be teaching the Sunday school lesson on the visit of the wise men. It's Thursday afternoon, January the 3rd. Issues Etc. is back live with you. I'm Todd Wilkin, Pastor Tom Baker, right after this.
The church's music from the 2nd century. The 6th century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Seek out that clear teaching. That's why Issues Etc. is so great.
Pastor Jonathan Fisk, host of the video blog Worldview Everlasting, on the value of Issues Etc.
I can't speak highly enough of the times in my life, previous to seminary especially, where it was my lifeline. It was giving me the food that I needed, the clear thinking Christianity, to be able to know what I believed and why I believed it.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org.
If you find yourself near the heart of Angelina County, Texas, then God wants you to visit the First Lutheran Church of Lufkin. We are gathered by the Holy Spirit to hear God's word of forgiveness in Christ, crucified for sinners, each Sunday morning beginning at 10:15. Further details and contact information can be found at our website, fll.ctsmemberconnect.net. fll.ctsmemberconnect.net.